The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Hurricane Melissa is continuing its destructive path across the Caribbean this morning and has made landfall in Cuba as a Category 3 storm. Within the past hour, bringing sustained winds of over 190 kilometres per hour across the southern coast of the country. Earlier, it struck Jamaica as a powerful Category 4 storm, but slowed to Category 3 over land. At its peak, the storm packed ferocious sustained winds of up to 300 kilometres per hour. Jamaica has been declared a disaster area, with catastrophic flooding in places. Speaking earlier on this programme, the senior associate editor of the Jamaican Observer, Pete Sankey, outlined the devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa.
It was a frightening experience, and many hurricane left a trail of destruction across the island. And you said east is actually most of the southern and western section of the island that most of the damage. Clarendon, central Jamaica, did very bad.
Civil defence officials in Gaza say at least 50 people were killed in yesterday's airstrikes on the territory. Local hospitals say the number is much higher. Israel said it carried out the strikes in response to what it said were violations by Hamas of the US-brokered ceasefire deal. US President Donald Trump has said that nothing would jeopardise the ceasefire agreement he helped broker. Over €8 million worth of suspected cocaine has been seized in County Laois in an operation targeting an organised crime gang based in West Dublin. A man in his 30s has been arrested and is being detained under anti-gang legislation. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
Officers from the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau have been carrying out searches in County Laois over the last number of days. As part of this operation, targeting the activities of an organised crime gang based in West Dublin. During the course of their searches, they found 116 kilos of suspected cocaine hidden in the woods at Kilnaseer, close to Ballacolla. The drugs are valued at over €8 million. Detectives also recovered a number of electronic devices, including phones, which will now be examined. A man in his 30s has been arrested and is being questioned at a Garda station in Laois under anti-gang legislation. Speaking following the operation, the head of the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland, said Gardaí will continue to focus their resources on those who collaborate with and facilitate organised crime. He said officers are determined to continue dismantling drug trafficking routes into Ireland.
A sentencing hearing is expected to take place today for former Kilkenny hurler DJ Carey, who has admitted defrauding 13 people by pretending he had cancer and seeking money for his treatment. Carey, with an address at Newtown Maynooth in County Kildare, pleaded guilty in July to 10 counts of dishonestly inducing people to pay him money. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
DJ Carey was due to go on trial earlier this year, but pleaded guilty to 10 charges just beforehand. The offences occurred between 2014 and 2022 and involved 13 named people, including businessman Dennis O'Brien. Carey dishonestly induced them to pay him money after falsely claiming he needed treatment for cancer. 28 people were due to give evidence for the prosecution at the trial, which was expected to take 4 weeks. Lawyers for Carey told the court in July that while he did not have cancer, he did have genuinely significant health issues and required heart surgery last year. They also asked for a psychological report to be prepared. The hearing is expected to take around an hour and a half, and the judge may impose sentence immediately or adjourn to another date to consider the matter.
The Minister for Communications, Patrick O'Donovan, is to request a full explanation from the chairman of the RTÉ board on a report into finances at the broadcaster. Minister O'Donovan will outline his request at this morning's cabinet meeting. Here's Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff.
Today, a leaked internal report on RTE's finances indicated a number of what were described as irregular pension payments ranging from 10 to 30,000 euro. The report from RTE's new chief financial officer also raised ownership questions over a piece of art and a parcel of land on the RTE campus. In a note to staff, RTE's Director General Kevin Backer said the payments were many years old and were previously accounted for on RTE's balance sheet, while the broadcaster is trying to establish who owns the piece of art. But despite the explanation, Minister for Communications Patrick O'Donovan will tell today's cabinet meeting he has asked the chair of RTE's board, Terence O'Rourke, for a full written and oral report into the issues. RTE's 2024 annual report will also be discussed by Cabinet. Meanwhile, Minister for Transport Dara O'Brien will separately seek approval for the Bus Connects programme in Cork, while Minister for Housing James Brown will update Cabinet on the latest social and housing delivery figures. Fia Grokiona, RTE News, Leinster House.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Breezy today with sunny spells and heavy showers, mainly affecting the west and northwest counties, extending eastwards with the chance of hail and lightning. Cool with highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees in fresh southwest winds. And as a warning, that cyclonic variable, mainly westerly winds, will reach gale force 8 for a time this morning on Irish coastal waters from Slynhead to Rossonpoint to Fairhead.